pretty much everyone who spoke during the council meeting agreed that fishing should be allowed in one way or another. There was some dissent about where, with some advocating the bridge and others suggesting that a new space be built off the main pedestrian area. But don't take away people's ability to fish. Here are a few people who came to the lectern speaking in favor of one of Alaska's most revered activities.
My kid doesn't play video games. He gets up at 5 in the morning, goes down to Red Bridge. This is his second summer. I couldn't imagine the loss he would feel in his heart without that bridge. He said, Mom, you get down there to that place and you talk to him tonight. this he loves it there. I love it there.
Kids, they're fishing. You know, they're not running around causing problems, you know, running through neighborhoods and doing drugs or drinking or doing anything like that for the fishing. You know, it's healthy for them. It helps them grow and it gets them out of the house.
I was born and raised here in Ketchikan. You might know some of my family. Have been around here a long time. Since I was a kid, since my dad was a kid, we've always fished off the Stedman Street Bridge.
But then there are the problems. While not advocating a ban on fishing, in fact, he said repeatedly that he absolutely doesn't, Southeast Sea Kayaks owner Greg Thomas says his business takes tourists under the bridge, and those visitors are subjected to harassment on a regular basis.
We've been bombarded with fishing sinkers, hooks, coins. We call the police numerously. In fact, we call the police today. It's just disgraceful.
The kayak harassment was one of several problems brought up in an email that Ken Areola sent to council members, and his email prompted the discussion. He also wrote that the sidewalk is congested because the fishermen are sharing it with thousands of tourists. Areola also expressed concern about public safety, citing the potential for flying hooks to snag a passing tourist, and about the mess left behind when fishermen clean their catch on the sidewalk. During council discussion of the issue, Councilmember Deanne Carlson says she shares some of the concerns that have been raised. She says she's been down in that area when the hooks were flying, and it's a miracle nobody's been seriously injured.
I've also been down there before where I've had to, like, you know, weave my way through the guts and blood and that type of stuff. And it's not endearing, I think, to our community.
Mayor Lou Williams III suggested to City Manager Carl Amelon that the city start enforcing some of its own rules.
Is there something that under disorderly conduct or something where we can put some bite into? You know, if there's somebody throwing coins at tourists and the cop come down there and we see them, is there a way we can cite anybody?
We do have statutes on the board that if the council wants us to start exercising.
Well, I mean, if people are down there actually throwing coins at tourists, give them some.
If they're gutting fish, can we cite them for littering?
As long as we have that station and tell them where it is and have it signed appropriately, because we did put a cleaning station down on that side there for just this and nobody uses it.
Councilmember Marty West suggested better signage showing where the fish cleaning station is located. At the end of the discussion, the council directed city management to talk to the state, which owns the bridge, and to talk to Stephen Reeve of Historic Ketchikan. Reeve also spoke during public comment and offered his services to the city. Reeve says he's already looked into some options, including floats that could be built and provided to the fishermen as an alternative. However, Councilmember Dick Coos was a little concerned about that proposal.
If we do that, I think we need to think about who takes the liability then, because right now I think we're okay, but we build something and hang it down there, we may be on the hook. So think about it. Oh, yeah, we'd be on the hook.
We get snagged.
The Ketchikan City Council also had a long discussion about whether to start the annexation process for property off the 3rd Avenue bypass that belongs to Paul and Teresa Hamilton. They want to develop the property, and the borough has tentatively approved a preliminary plat to subdivide. But the plan first needs to be reviewed by the City of Ketchikan because the property needs utilities and emergency services. But the property isn't in city limits. The city code doesn't allow water or wastewater service outside of city limits, and the city won't provide fire protection or EMS outside of city limits either. City officials are also concerned about the condition of the primary access road to the sites. The Hamiltons hired engineering contractor George Librin to help them get started developing the property. He argued that the city can provide those services, but if they won't, just tell him so and he'll take that information back to the borough. All he needs, he says, is a statement that
you're not going to provide the utilities,
your clear position on the maintaining the existing access that's been in there for a number of years, and a clear statement that I ask for the fire service and you're not interested.
The condition of the access road is one of the biggest problems. Public Works Director Cliff Allen told the council that it probably would cost at least seven figures to get that road up to minimum standards.
Let's just say it's incredibly steep, and I'll say dangerous. Lacking a geotechnical report, we don't know that it's stable enough for sustained heavy traffic, be it truck traffic, fire truck traffic. It's very questionable. It's often referred to, like a lot of our roads, as logging roads, goat trails. They have a lot of nicknames, but it's far short of a public roadway.
Allen says that improving the access road would be the Hamiltons' responsibility. The motion to move forward with annexation passed following a 3-3 tie vote broken by Mayor Williams. Council members Dick Coos, Judy Zenge, and KJ Harris voted no. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.